Good evening and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. We have a wonderful show prepared for you tonight. I'm really looking forward to it. Just a reminder, a couple of reminders, that Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 26th of January, will be the last of the January 8-hour healing intensives, where you can get physical healing and visit Creation Lightship and be worked on for whatever you need by the Creation Lightship beings. It's truly wonderful. Now, Ron will be in California, in Los Angeles, next month, February 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. He'll be at the LAX Hilton at the Conscious Life Expo, and they have a website, so you can find out more about that there. And the Light Infusion Chamber will be there, so if you do come, besides getting to hear Ron talk and meet Ron, you can go into the Light Infusion Chamber and get healing directly from Creation Lightship, and it's really a wonderful experience. You also can send a picture to Ron and through email, and he will place your picture up in the healing chamber during that weekend. And just so if anyone is curious about next month's healings for the month of February, they're going to skip a week, and the Saturday call will be the 1st of February from 12 to 5, I'm sorry, 1 p.m. Pacific time to 5. That's the water call where Ron infuses 7 containers of water for us for the week, and then the 8-hour calls will be the 2nd, the 16th, and the 23rd. He will be skipping the Sunday the 9th because he'll be in L.A. at the at that conference. So everyone can bring up now their picture of the light being, which can be found at creationlightship.com. Open that up as large as you can, and then Ron, when he comes on the air, will infuse that with peace energy for all of us. And then, of course, I'm looking forward to much more information and healings tonight from Ron, and I'll welcome him onto the show. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Ann. So here we are again. Another wonderful day, and today's the 22nd, I believe, yep, of January, and we're in 2014. So let's energize the light beam with peace energy. And here we go. I'll just bring it up on your screen, and a lot of times you actually see it physically change the way it looks. It may look a little brighter. It could look more three-dimensional. The eyes could become more maybe transparent to you, and we'll just see what happens. So here we go. And we'll bring in one of the male energies here. So bringing that in now for you to experience this peace energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, let's see what we can pull out of the hat tonight.
Okay, Ron. Well, I have been really enjoying doing the 3 new free clearings that you put on the website. So I just want to remind everyone, if they're unaware, at the top left-hand side of Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, under free healing, you just click the arrow and it'll open up, and the last 3 are the brand new ones. Of course, they're all wonderful and more than worth doing. And we had a couple of comments and questions about them, but one came in on the fast chat, and I thought, well, we might as well start there. So one of our listeners said, feeling freer with that new alien remote viewing clearing. That feeling of someone watching me is lessening. And then, so thank you for that feedback. And then someone else commented, they watch you through your windows, use blinds. And someone else said they felt releases. And with the other new ones too, there are so many songs about someone watching me. I'm just reading all these comments here. So, maybe we could talk a little bit more about that, Ron, that in case some people are unaware. I know that I have occasionally felt like someone was watching me, and it's a very creepy feeling. Are people, are entities always, or ETs always watching us?
Very possibly. For the newer listeners, you could just look up in the sky and the clouds, and naturally the flat bottom clouds are the ships. And then from there, as you start looking more and more at the clouds, once you get used to looking for faces, then you can spot them really easily. But to the first timer, it might take you quite a while to find a face in the clouds. But once you find one, you're going to be startled. And then, you know, from there, you know, it's hard to say what you're going to do with that information, but we do have the clearing up to help them, you know, get off of you, which is the alien remote viewing. So they are watching you, because why would they show up in a cloud? Okay, what are they trying to show you? So it's not it's kind of an awful thing once you realize it, and you start seeing more and more of the faces, and at some point you either get disgusted or you want to do something about them. So if you're in the latter, they want to do something about them, then do the gray sky clearing, and also do the, you know, the new one that's up here. That's the remote viewing one, and they may start to leave and not maybe track you as much. So I have some people that say, yeah, I see them up there, but I only see them once, and I don't want to watch them any longer. You know, they don't want to give their attention to that clouds. But now you have a way to deal with it. So you can just put it up there, and maybe they'll start to leave and go somewhere else. Maybe go to another cloud bank. They'll get somebody else besides you. Naturally, to go further with that, that's how we put up the satellite clearing, alien satellite clearing, and also the head connectors that they connect to you to, you know, in a sense, take your energy, connect you, track you, et cetera, and, you know, the barcode. So, you know, that's one way you can at least do something about this here. Like I said, to the new time listeners, it may sound kind of weird, but once you start doing some investigation on your own part and looking at the clouds, and you do see an alien face up there, and they look like skulls. And oddly enough, what's been coming out more recently in the last few years is skulls. You see them on tattoos now. You see them almost everywhere on children's clothing, along with the energies of the, you know, octopus energies. I saw a movie on Netflix. And, boy, I don't even know if I have it. They have my computer up here. I might be able to get the name on it, but it was kind of, I think, an Australian kind of setting where they put something up in space, and they went to, I think it was Jupiter. So I'm just trying to see, maybe you could talk for a minute here, Ann, and I'll just see if I got it on here. I don't know if I do or not. If I can pull it up, it's not on my computer exactly. But anyway, at the very end of the movie, you know, the people were kind of vanishing. And in that process of them vanishing, at the very near the end, they had footage of it, and they opened the door up, the opening on the bottom of the ship, and lo and behold, they saw this gigantic octopus tentacles. And so the people naturally, you know, died in this process, but they somehow got the footage. And it was kind of neat because it was actually showing what they were seeing. Let me just see if it's I'll kind of pull it up here. It just had a name with an S, I think, on it, maybe about six letters in length here. Just seeing if it's going to scroll on my screen here. But anyway, I was watching it, and I wondered why it showed up on the bottom of the ship up as they were trying to leave, and only one person was a survivor, this lady. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, there it was, the octopus tentacles grabbing onto her ship before it, you know, got destroyed. But, yeah, it's quite interesting to see that. I go, oh, boy, they know all about this stuff, so... Anyway, I'll try to find it. Maybe if somebody wants to bring it up next time on the program, I can give you the name of it. So, and it was on Netflix as just a download. It started with an S, and I don't know I'm just not seeing it here. Anyway, I guess back to you, Ann. I'm still scrolling here, so do you have anything to add here? I'm just seeing
I don't know the name of that movie. I know I've seen a couple of good ones lately. The World's End, which I think I told you about. The Wolverine is very good. And those are just really worth seeing and kind of kind of back up what you're saying. I guess we should be happy about that. We have an awful lot of questions. I don't know if you, shall we just move on here, Ron? But I do want to sort of keep talking about the three new healings, because someone had a very, I thought, really good question about the alien keyword clearing.
Okay.
And what they said is one of the three is the alien keyword, and that they do a lot of clearings on the natal barcode of words that trigger them personally. And they started to do them on this clearing and have kind of run out of words. So I've been thinking about that fact today, and you said, you know, whatever triggers you. So I was wondering if we could all together maybe come up with some words that are cultural, is I think the best way to describe it, that might be sort of universally words that connect to us or upset us.
Oh, I think I found the movie.
Okay.
I think it's called Europa, EUROPA report. So if you're interested in watching the sci-fi movie, and at the very end is an octopus, you may not want to see that, but it is kind of interesting throughout the movie because it was kind of nice. It's done in, looks like, 2013 here. So anyway, That's the name of the movie, Europa Report.
Great, Ron. I'll look that up because I can watch things on Netflix too.
So let's work with some keywords. So the keywords, if you don't know about that, that's kind of what people use all the time that connect energies to you, especially like your name, you know. And there's other words too that we use in our vocabulary that could also be connected to us as we say that word, or to a group of people even. One good example would be like if you're a voter, you know, typically, you know, besides the Tea Party, you know, you have the Democrats and the Republicans. So just by aligning yourself with one of those particular groups or organizations, then you are connected to that mindset. And in that mindset, you probably have implants that are controlling that whole group of people. So that's one way to look at it. So just kind of understand what those words mean, how they could be used, you know, that you may not even understand, but you are connected to it. In fact, let's try something here, just for an experiment. If you are a voter out there, and you're one of those two, then I think we'll do the three. So let's just see how the energy is connected to you. So first two, I guess, the Tea Party, I guess. Because it would be a party, right? Democratic Party, Republican Party, and then Tea Party. So let's do the Tea Party, and we'll just see if the energy leaves you. Maybe you read something about the Tea Party, and by doing so, you got connected energetically to that organization. So here we go. Tea Party, going to release the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And just see how you're doing. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. Now let's do, Democrat. So releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And now we'll do Republican. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. I don't know what else is out there that we could do a sample of. If anybody wants me to do a sample of something, I can. There we go. So back to you, Ann. We'll just see if we have anybody connecting asking questions about that or something.
Okay. Somebody on the fast chat, I have a few ideas, but somebody put up genetically modified foods or GMO. That's something that can trigger people and is like a new thing.
Yeah, just the letters could do that. So let's do that. Let's do the GMO energies. Remember, everything is keywords, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, just see if that has helped you out somewhat there. So back to you, Ann.
Well, and conversely, we could also be being controlled by the word organic.
Okay, so we'll do the word organic here. So again, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll just see what kind of energies you felt with that, everybody.
Okay. Okay, I had a couple of other ideas of things that we hear a lot about all the time. Divorce.
Oh, divorce. Okay. So here we go. Divorce, the word divorce. Divorce energy has been released from you. So here we go. I'll use the word stronger to release it. So stronger, 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 stronger. And kind of heavy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm getting hot. Maybe somebody out there has an issue with divorce or something. So if you do have an issue, then what you may want to do with the issue is to, you know, do the emotional clearing on it. So that's what I would suggest doing. See if that word can get released from you with the trauma throughout your divorce. And that can still be ongoing. So back to Ann.
I'm thinking because of the element of judgment, right? I mean, we're affected by things, but you could look at judgments like, what do you judge? For instance, I might be judgmental of the Tea Party, and I believe I have been. And so thank you for clearing that. But so since we cleared divorce, I was thinking that we also should clear marriage.
Okay, here we go. So clearing out marriage. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Okay, I was also, that was heavy?
Good. Yeah, that was pretty heavy.
Well, thank you for doing that for us, Ron, and we needed that. And I was thinking about the things that we title people with, like father and mother. Could we clear those words?
Sure, okay, so we'll do the father first. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and mother, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I guess we can do son and daughter, so son. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And daughter, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we could do Mr. and Mrs. Let's just try that here. So here we go. So Mr., 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then, interesting, you've got Miss. Okay, so we'll do Miss. M-I-S-S. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And and misses. One, two, well, three, four, and five. Two different.
And Ms. Yeah, MS. Right.
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three, four, and five. And I lost your messenger. And if you want to click me again on it, somehow it's vanished on me here.
Sure.
I need to communicate here. So let's do one for words that you use all the time. So let's do the word yes. So the word yes, one, two, three, four, and five. And the word no, one, two, three, four, five. And then, of course, we got our wonderful word of God, one, two, three, four, five. And do that a couple more times. One, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, five. And then we got our best friend, dog. And then we'll do cat. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. That felt good. And cat. One, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, five. Remember, all we're looking at is words that we use all the time. And the meaning doesn't necessarily have to be good or bad. It's just a word that we use. And we can get tagged, connected to these energies just by using that word. And as you start realizing these things, how do you get really disconnected from them? You can do the clearings, but if you stay in the present moment more, then you're not connected to the aliens because you're not running a timeline that they are connecting you to and that they are creating because you're using that particular energy. So as you start realizing more and more, they're creating timelines for you to live on, to experience an experience. And typically that experience may not be for your best and highest good. And like I said, you know, if we talk to everybody listening to the program tonight, and you may say, I had a great day, but yesterday wasn't so good. Well, you know, today could be good, but yesterday maybe wasn't. You know, how many super-duper days did you have? Imagine if you're in the moment a lot, you probably have a lot of them because you're not being drawn into people's scenarios and emotional energies and their situations. But from there, that's how they're connecting to you. That's the trap. They get you through your thinking. And also through your emotions. And the emotions naturally, you know, all the emotions are connected to thought. Because you have to have that experience to understand what it's about. You know, if you never knew, you know, like watching TV or something, you know that when somebody maybe falls off a side of a mountain or something and they drop 200 feet, you know more than likely they're going to be dead at the bottom. Okay, so you know within probably, we'll just say, depending on how long it took them to go down, but within probably maybe 10 to 15 seconds to, say, a minute, that person that you saw go off the side of the hill probably will not be living. So right away you're looking at that as, uh-oh, they're going to die or they're going to have a lot of physical problems. And all that is negative stuff that you look at, and that's what is going to physically happen. When you watch your movies, you know that, yeah, that person had this problem where they jumped out the building and went down and went flat, you know. And you know that that's a negative thing, and that's going to probably either terrorize you, or if you've just seen it happen, you know, hundreds of times, maybe numbed out by it, it's not going to bother you. But when you first saw it, it probably did. So much of what we physically see here is traumas. And they get connected to you. And the trick is to get into the present moment where you're not connected to these energies coming into you. This is why we have those clearings up that are free on the website there to get yourself disconnected from these energies. And the keywords, even though they may not sound bad to you or anything else, they could be a great word, you know. You know, they can be connected to you energetically. Just by the letters and the vowels and causing you problems and situations because you're attached to a keyword. That's all we're saying. So when I started off the talking about Republicans and Democrats and the Tea Party, it's not that I'm denouncing or you know, saying that these are bad words. It's just what people connect to, and they have a race consciousness for all those words. So that's how you have to look at it, and that raised consciousness can put you onto timelines. And also it can put you into diversity and cause you to be in judgment of the other particular maybe party, even though they're probably both the same. You know, when you look at all these, are all three are probably the same, you know, for what they're doing to you. But in the process, you know, you might just think, oh, this was better than the other, but may not be. But it's just how they can attract more attention and more people to different things. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, just to wind up here, just to help everyone have more ideas for putting in the keywords, we have quite a few on the fast chat. Someone said party or worker, green party, hybrid cars, veggie. I just want to give everybody ideas of things. Someone said they had a huge release on marriage. One of our listeners said certain words made him feel like hot in the face, so he's written them down to clear later on the natal barcode clearing. So that, again, just brings up my point that we have personal words. That's a good thing to go through. But then I think there are also cultural or societal words that we're all being affected by and maybe unaware of. And when you were clearing like mother and father, Ron, it occurred to me that to call somebody your father and to talk about him as, say, my father, instead of saying John Jones or whatever his name is a form of judgment, isn't it? Because whoever is your father isn't only your father. Like, that's putting a title, and that's kind of a judgment on that person.
Yeah, very interesting, yes.
Because he also has a job and has friends and has a life and is a creative being. That's kind of, it's almost like pigeonholing or almost minimizing a person a little bit. My father does this. My father said that. My father did this to me. My father. Well, he's really, you know, Bob Jones, and he's not just your father. Okay. So I hope that was helpful to everybody. Oh, light worker, that would be a good one. Ooh, Ron, could you do a quick healing of clearing of light worker for all of us?
Yeah, so some people, because people were maybe connected to metaphysics or something, and
or they weren't called themselves a light worker.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, here we go, light worker. Oh, everybody, get your radar out, see how you're feeling. Here we go. So getting rid of the energy of light worker, because you don't know what it means to other people. Remember, you're connected to mass consciousness, and whatever the people believe and think that word is, that energy is connected to you, okay? So here we go. Light worker, clearing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So to drive that home a little closer here, or so you understand, in case you're not catching on, you probably have seen people talk about maybe one of their children, or you heard it in a conversation where somebody said something like, oh, that little S-H-I-T, right? And so by hearing that, and by the child hearing that, the child is naturally going to think of what that word is and what it means to them, okay? So they may think that they are, another word, deterred, you know, and it's smelly. And so they're taking out that energy. And so here we go. Let's clear that, the word out. We can do the S word first here. So here we go, just in case somebody tagged you with that word in your life here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, another word that, I guess I'll clear the word turd. So let's say somebody's called you a turd or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I was thinking of another word that's used quite often, which is stupid. Okay? So here we go. If you ever have that word connected to you by somebody, remember, you may not be stupid, but somebody could have called you stupid, and they put an energetic cord to you, and then that cord connected you to the stupid pool, okay? So what people think stupid is. So you're connected up to this energy pool, feeding you stupidity. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm just wondering, I don't have an answer for this. Maybe nobody will go out there either, but maybe some of the more esoteric or sacred organizations, I don't want to use the word sacred, ones that are secretive, let's put it that way, organizations that may have words that they don't want the people in that organization to use because it might lower the vibration of that organization. So that's one way to look at that. So you might kind of see if anything like that is, you know, if you know about something like that, but that could be very possible about trying to keep their organization maybe more clean, more sacred, but it may not be sacred. It just might just be that they don't want to infect the organization with words that could give it another energy of energetic cording to down or to change the group's consciousness, okay? So you could look at that and just see what that means to you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, I'm just writing words down like crazy because this was a wonderful question and people are, you know, coming up with a lot of really good ideas. Wow, something just went weird with my fast chat. Okay. The word judgment, someone says, that's a good one. But I just wanted to say that, you know, we could go on, and I have so many ideas, but I had a question for you, Ron, about the healing. The default time on there is 600 minutes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's kind of long. So can you tell us, let's say I put one word there, like I want to clear, like I really got a charge tonight about light worker, and I want to put that in. How many minutes does that need?
I would guess if you feel that the energy is affecting you, I would say probably a couple of hours is probably what you'd need on that.
So 120 minutes. And what about something that, oh, I just heard tonight, oh, marriage, but I didn't feel a charge or anything, but I should probably clear it because it's a cultural, societal word we hear a lot. 5 minutes, 10, 30?
Yeah, if you react to the word, then I'd follow you for a couple of hours.
Right.
The default that's for 600, so you can do it when you're sleeping.
Wow, okay. But what about if it's just a word you want to clear out, like you heard it tonight on the radio show, and you don't necessarily have a charge on it, but you just, to be safe, want to clear it. How much time should you do that one for?
Well, I think I'd do is probably a half an hour.
Okay.
A half an hour minimum, because the word is used, and it may not even be used in your lifetime now, but it could have been, you know, genetically connected to you. Maybe your parents used that word or something. So, you know, if it does come up, then, you know, at least a half an hour minimum, I would say, because you're giving yourself a break, getting yourself uncorded from that, in a sense, all these energetic connectors that are hooked up to you through energy pools throughout time.
Wow. So we could really be busy doing this. And of course, you could do something, a word for half an hour, and then if it comes up again for you or you feel a charge on it, you could go back and do it again, do it for a little longer time.
Yeah, yeah. What you might even do is just to see where you are. A lot of people don't feel energies, and that's okay. If you don't, you don't have to, you know, be a feeling type person to realize that you're connected to something. But listen to your friends and see what words they're saying a lot. Because if they're saying it, everybody around that they're saying that those words to that are being used all the time are connecting people to a particular energy pool. Remember, the bottom line that we talk about here to get peaceful is not to think. And some people go, uh-oh, Ron's doing that again, not to think. And how do I live my life not thinking? Well, you can be in the moment and not think. Another way of stating that is that you do not want to hold on to your past because your thoughts of the past is going to bring you, you know, into the future with the same thought. So you want to be in the moment. So I can tell you for myself, I don't know what I talked about probably 2 or 3 minutes ago. You know, I have to really look at it. I don't take any notes, but it, to me, it's just, you know, it's been there, done that, and it's over with, you know. So I'm working in the moment. So I'm not quartered into all these things that I'm talking about. I have to think about them to get into the darkness to figure out what the words are and to get scenarios that I can, you know, probably have perceived throughout my life. But from there, I don't live there. So I live in the present moment because your body stores all this stuff up. And if you don't energize it, then you're perfectly fine. But if you start energizing it, which means that you're bringing it into this current reality from your past, like we mentioned about fear, somebody, jumping off a cliff or something or whatever, at that point, you're going to bring up every movie that you've seen, every situation, TV articles, you know, whatever it would be, you know, movies of somebody dying, typically, when they fell down a mountainside. And, you know, you're going to relate to that because all of a sudden you have this gigantic history on it. And the history is going to bring you into, going to bring all that into your present moment. And now it's with you, okay? So you just grabbed that big, gigantic suitcase full of that stuff. And you brought it from this lifetime, we'll say, if you only have found it out in this lifetime, forward to this present moment. Now, what are you going to do with that? Okay, because that bag of stuff, a gigantic suitcase, or maybe a couple of them, can be used and can be created on a future timeline because you have all this energy built up. So are you going to look at it and stew over it and figure out how to manifest that energy for a situation where somebody died? Probably not, but it's still going to be with you. And if you don't manifest that energy yourself and you don't jump off the cliff, then you're going to have all those energies of other people that have known somebody physically that that's happened to, and you're going to be in that energy pool and probably feel all that sadness energy coming your way. And then you're involved in it, and then you're on those timelines, and they're going to recreate you on those timelines, watching people jumping off of cliffs or off of buildings or whatever, and that's what's going to happen. And that's what the dark side does to people. It brings forth a past experience that was created, an old movie set, we'll say, and they bring it into this lifetime and get more mileage out of it over again. It's great. You know, for them, you know, they can just bring something forth in your thoughts. They don't need any more film footage. You already got it. And just recreate it, and then now you're hooked up to an energy pool. So that's the way that things work. So you want to be in the present moment to get off of those timelines. So I would also do timeline crashes for something that deeply affects you when you put in those keywords. And then if you have a stored inside of you more, then you'll get on and do that the natal chart one, the natal clearing, and get that one on the unlimited. So you can go in there and go, I got this word, it's bothering me, and I'm going to get it out of me because now it was given to me by my parents and ancestors. Get it out of your body because it's going much deeper that way. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And Just another, you know, follow-up question, because this is so helpful, and thank you again so much for giving us this free healing to get disconnected from these words. Let's say I always wanted to get married, so the word marriage has an attachment to me, because, and I'm a little sad about that, because I never got married. And I do this clearing of the word. Is that going to then make me less longing or needy of being married?
Yeah, I would say so. At least the word marriage would be, yeah. The marriage to me would be connected to somebody where you're probably doing the religious vows, and you have the gigantic history of that, of being connected to somebody until death do you part. That's what basically happens when you get married. So you are connected in a contract with somebody. Now, from there, what does marriage also mean? Well, it could mean that you're now able to have children. And you can legally now have children without, being maybe shunned or, looked at funny. I guess in the old days you may have had to be married. I don't know. That's what the F word stands for, that four-letter word that's used quite often. So what that means is, from my understanding anyway, somebody mentioned this to me, and it's probably true. It's, it's fornication. I think it's under consent of the king. So naturally, from there, you're able to have children, okay? And it's okay to have a sexual involvement. So that's what that word means. And so that kind of gets tied into the marriage situation. So I would assume that, the marriage situation means that you're legally now, it's kind of like a contract. You have a contract now where you can not have a contract to have children or to have children, okay? So it's giving you that availability to do something that is at least accepted by the churches to have children. And so maybe the marriage thing is one thing, being connected to somebody for death do you part, okay? But also it's okay now to have children, and you won't be shunned or looked at funny by being a, say, unwed mother or something, okay? So there's a lot to that, and, we can probably go on and on, but that's basically what that could mean. So there is other ways to look at it and other ways that can go tangent with the one word. So if you do want a one-word clearing and you start thinking of something else, then see where that goes to and clear that word also. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I feel like I could just now have pages and pages of words that I could clear, because discussion has opened it up to so many more things now.
And then also with children, some people think they need to have children in their life to fulfill their life so they can teach something or teach people something, which would be their children, to carry on your genetic line or your legacy of your life. So that's more like a control system where you feel like you need to do that because you need, somebody to love you. And children don't necessarily love you. They're totally dependent upon you. But aside from that, you're connected now to children. So, it can go all different ways. And so if you don't have children and you're not married, are you going to be lonely? Well, you might think, oh, man, I'm going to be lonely if I don't get married, because I need to have children or people around me. And, I'm just kind of going sideways here, but it could go all different directions. So you want to kind of look at that and to see how the word that you choose to clear, what other words are associated with that. And what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself being more in the present moment, because these words are taking you into timelines and disrupting your peace. Remember, source energy is peace, and that's in the moment, and you're not tied into the energy of thought, of emotions, of duality. Otherwise, you're in duality all the time. So you want to be in the moment, and when you're in the moment, then by all means get a day planner, because the time might just go by very quickly for you, because you're not being controlled in emotions, going through life with emotions. And, you know, in fact, what I'll do for everybody, in case you're a new listener, what I'll do is clear away your emotional body. We'll just turn it off. And I'll leave it turned off. It only works for this program live right now. And we'll turn it off until straight up on the hour. So here we go. Turning the emotional body off. Remember, it's there to protect you from psychic attacks. But we'll turn it off now so you can feel the energy of being in peace, because an emotional body is leaking into your physical body all this gunk. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's turned off right now for you. So it depends where you are in your clearings, okay? If you don't feel that much happening, that's because you're doing very well with the clearings and you're not running a lot of emotions. If you feel like your whole body is relaxing and melting right now, and you go, wow, what a difference that made, that means that you're stuffed full of emotions and that emotional body is connecting to your physical body, which will eventually kill you. So it depends on what degree you are sensing this clearing. And that's the way it works. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I had another thought about things we could clear. Through you, we now know that some of what's used to connect to us by the ETs are octopus energy and jellyfish energy. Would those be good things to clear, good words to clear for us?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. We'll clear that off here. So we'll do the octopus first here. There's lots of them that connect. So I'll just get rid of one of the energies. So we'll get rid of the tentacles first. So first tentacle released, second, third, fourth, fifth, six, seven, and eight, and release the body now out of you. And I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So that energy is released. The tentacles typically wrap around, you know, your solar plex area. It could be around your neck, but it's basically the upper torso area, okay? And now we'll do the I'll do the jellyfish energy. That sits on the top of your head with the tentacles coming down to connect into your cells to kind of like play your different storylines that's in your genetics. So here we go. This is cellular memory that they use to, you know, infect you with. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get some more energy released here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You may feel some relief there. Talking to a lady today, and she was 29, going to be a nurse. And she was saying, yeah, you know, I'm 29, I'm not married. And she was saying, I've watched all of my friends grow up, you know, from high school and whatever. And almost all of them now are divorced. They have children, and their lives are like hell. When I got out of that, I didn't want to get married at a young age, you know. And so, and that, all of her friends are kind of wishing they were like her, you know, because of what happens. And that's all the dark side stuff. That's what they do to people. I'm not saying that you have to be single, by all means. But, you know, she brought it home saying, yeah, all these people bought into that system. And, you know, now they have consequences, and they really can't get out of them. And she said, I feel great. I'm free. You know, I can do what I want to do. And she goes, I have my little dog as her companion. And, you know, the dog's happy to see me all the time, you know. But anyway, you can probably all relate to that, how wonderful dogs and cats are. But anyway, I don't want to sound like you need to be single or anything, but you know what I'm talking about. Because it's hard to buck peer pressure, you know. So back to you, Ben.
Well, okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. And, but on a similar subject or a similar question, what about clearing timeline or timelines in that? Would that help us at all to put that in the as a keyword in that clearing?
I don't think that word would do much. You could, but I don't think it's going to take you off of timelines because you're still thinking. If you had a way to stop all of your thoughts, which produce the emotions, remember, you know, if you watch people, even in movies, you know, kind of like bringing up an old Western story, you know, watching the Westerns on TV and, you know, everybody had, you know, their guns around their waist and stuff. And somebody gave somebody, you know, said something that was kind of disparaging to somebody. They didn't like it, whatever that would be. Then they would draw their gun and shoot them, you know. So looking at that situation, you know, these people are using a word to stir an emotion, and that emotion then makes them want to fight. And so the whole thing is to get out of that situation, get rid of those energies that draw you into the timelines. And by clearing the word timeline, it might help a little bit, but personally, I don't think I would waste my time on that, only because you need to get out of the thought itself, you know. And I can't see, you know, what you want to do is be in the now. And I don't know how to really do a clearing to be in the now except to do the mind-to-heart drop, because you have to do that yourself. You have to get out of that situation or thoughts, emotions, to get into the now. And if you've done the clearings out there, if you're a new listener, then do the emotional whole lifetime one. That'll give you a lot of benefit. But, you know, do that clearing and get into the present moment. That's the whole thing. You know, when everything's going to hell in a handbasket around you, do that mind-to-heart drop, get into the present moment, and then you're going to have a lot of clarity, because the clarity comes from being off of timelines. And then you're able to use your spirit in the now to help you. And that's all that you can do, is be in peace, and the peace energy will help. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. I think we've given everybody, I'm excited. I have like a whole page of things written down now, ideas. I thought of others, crimes, you know, all the different crimes we all hear about on the news and have heard about our whole lives, and also fighting names, you know, the styles people box and wrestle and karate or whatever, all those could be cleared for all of us. They can't be, you know, well, no matter what, positive or negative, they're still, if they're there. And, you know, unfortunately, we're getting really close to the end of our show. So I just want to say that Friday evening at 7 will be the paranormal show. And I have a lot of emails we didn't get to tonight. So I will do those on Friday. A couple are really oriented towards paranormal questions. So we'll do that, and we can go over more of what we talked about tonight, too. And it would be wonderful, Ron, so the next show will be Friday. There's a call tomorrow and Friday at 5:30 Pacific time where you can get an hour of healing with Ron. So you do that. Sunday is the 8-hour call, February 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Ron will be in Los Angeles. And that's it. I look forward to being on the show again Friday, and we'll go over the emails that we didn't get to tonight. But it would be wonderful if you could end the show with a mind-to-heart drop, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, let's do that. So, everybody, here we go. This you can do yourself. You don't need me to do this. But you do need to command your spirit. So you just say it out loud that you're commanding your spirit to do the mind-to-heart drop. And you then have your spirit that's in your heart center connect to your thoughts in your head. Very, very simple. And it'll take that energy and drop it into your heart where it's like neutralized. And then you're at peace. So here we go. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards because it's very simple to do. People understand it. It's like an elevator dropping. And a lot of people like to feel the energies leave and go from the head to the heart. That's why it counts to 10. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There you go. 15 seconds, you're in your heart. and you can be conscious right now and being heart-centered, and you're out of judgment, and you're in peace. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS, and we'll hopefully see you people tomorrow on our call, which is Thursday, and then BBS on Friday. Bye, everybody.
Good night, all. Thanks.